He's more overt politically than maybe Marley or something, but he had a lot of struggles in his time when he was doing his music in Nigeria, and he used to have a big public beef with the president of Nigeria at the time, and so they would go back and forth, and he would be thrown in prison all the time because of his lyrics. Then he'd come out, and once there was this story, they advised him to just not talk, to not say anything directly about the president, because it just didn't make sense to keep going back to jail. And he said, okay, I accept this, I won't say anything. So he went and collected the sewage and waste from all the, and I mean like human waste, from all of his area, put it in the back of a moving truck, and went to the president's house and offloaded it on the doorsteps. Mm. And then he got arrested, and he said, "But I didn't say anything." but other than that, his music is amazing. He was just he's an inventor. He created what's called the Afrobeat genre. His time signatures have always been clever to me. So, yeah. I still have a dream.